Time for another one of Downtown's greatest hits.
Is the story true that the song led to you becoming friends with Bette Davis?
Yeah, it did. She was so remarkable and gracious and wonderful. I went over to her house the first time. We did a photo together, a black and white by a really famous photographer, George Harrell. And we met and talked a bunch. And she said, well, come back anytime. I would love to continue this conversation. So when the album went platinum, I called her and asked her if I could bring one over to her. And when I got to her place, she got a ladder and a hammer and nails and put it up on the wall. And we had several really great visits after that. And the first thing I saw when I walked into her house was a needlepoint pillow on a chair that says, no guts, no glory, which is so perfect for her. I mean, that's how she lived her life and her whole career. Once in a while, if I would do a TV show, the phone would ring and I'd pick it up. And on the other end was, hello, Kim, this is Miss Bette Davis. I just want to tell you, I saw your show and I absolutely loved it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know, she was so dear, just wonderful, and told me she would pace up and down the hall and tell me story after story of how difficult it was to be a woman and stand up for herself within the studio system in those days. You know, she was thought of as being temperamental, and she said, I just only wanted to hold out for the roles that were really good, you know. She was just remarkable, and boy, do I treasure that friendship big time.